This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Ravens have a football game on Friday. The Orioles are in a pennant race. It's a perfect time to bring on the governor of the great state of Maryland, Wes Moore. And Governor, thank you so much for your time. I know it's a very slow time for you right now, so we appreciate you giving us some time.
If only we had a hockey team for him to train with as well.
There's nothing going on in this country But you got to be excited, and you know that the Ravens were showing off their new digs to the people earlier this week. People got to see it at the soccer match last night. They'll get to see it Friday at the football game.
I got to tell you, I mean, I had the joy of getting a bit of a sneak preview of what that thing's going to look like. Guys, this thing is gorgeous. I mean, we already had one of the best fan experiences around, but wait till you see what the Ravens have just done with M&T Bank Stadium. It is stunning, and it just makes it changes the entire fan experience. And honestly, especially when you take a look at what's going to happen on the field, because I went to the training camp, y'all. I mean, Derrick Henry is just an alien. I mean, like it is crazy what he is going to be able to add to this offense. And when you watch what we're going to be able to do on the field, and then you look at the whole redesign that's now happening off the field, this is going to be a really special place to come watch some great sports.
Governor, I got to ask you, you were at Maryland training camp. Yeah. You were full gear? I mean, what was it like participating in practice?
I don't see Whitmer doing that.
I told him, listen, when they were like, okay, we'd like for you to come visit, I was like, all right, cool, but is it okay if I play? And literally they were like, excuse me? I was like, is it okay if I play? They're like, oh, you mean throw a ball around? I was like, no. Like, pads.
Suit up.
Like, let's get it in. And I had to show them. I was like, listen, I mean, it's been a while since my college football days when I played at Johns Hopkins. But I had to show them that I haven't lost that many steps, y'all. So it was so much fun, though, man, getting out there as a flagship. And this team is going to be good. I mean, they are hungry. They practice hard. I now know from experience how hard they practice and how hard they hit. But it was great getting out there and roughing up a little bit.
What was it like working with Coach Locks?
Oh, it was great, man. Except he kept on yelling at me. He's like, push harder, push harder. I'm like, Coach, I'm the governor. I'm one of your players, man. But it was great because, you know, I mean, listen, he has a winning mentality. And when people have winning mentalities, they create winning products. And so I'm really excited about what I think this team is going to be able to do on the field. You know, the transition to the Big Ten is always difficult. You know, you're playing every single week in and week out is a championship week because you're playing some of the top teams in America all in one conference. But I really do believe that this is going to be an important breakout year for Coach Locks and our Terps.
Governor, can you get anybody you know to file any paperwork to add eligibility? I'm guessing you exhausted it all at Johns Hopkins. I mean, if Locks needed you for a couple of plays, could you make that happen?
I'm saying, and people saw the video. They're like, oh, is this like edited? I was like, nah, it's not edited, man. I said, we still got it. So I told him, I said, I have 2 more years of eligibility left. If I don't know if I need to like enroll and then be able
a
to
waiver,
it, but
yeah, just
but
get a waiver.
I would love to add that to my bucket list.
You could teach a class there, Governor, in your free time, and then also help out the football team.
Listen, whatever works to get me to run through that tunnel, I will do it.
We're talking to Governor Westmore. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. What about the baseball team? And I know that we talk about it on the air. We're excited to see what the stadium's going to look like when it's done. I can imagine when you see what they've done at M&T, like what Camden Yards could look like once the old girl gets a paint job.
I got to tell you, man, I mean, and this is the beautiful thing, right? It's like, you know, we now have teams that are committed to not just creating winners on the field, but creating winners off the field. And when you think about what that's going to mean for Baltimore, I mean, you're talking about Ravens Stadium and Orioles Stadium. And remember, Baltimore is one of the only cities in America that has both a sport, it has both a football franchise and a baseball franchise in the middle of downtown, right? Most like Atlanta does not, that's, it's not downtown,
right.
Not downtown, Philadelphia, not downtown. You really only have, it's like, and then the future of Vegas, you'll have that. But you don't have that many places that has a football team and a baseball team in the middle of downtown. And so the entire corridor for what that's going to look like with Baltimore, when you have a convention center and you have Inner Harbor and you have all the kind of things down there, plus you have housing, you know, probably the most aggressive housing package in the history of the state of Maryland taking place, this is going to be a real Baltimore renaissance that's taking place. But the Orioles are going to be a huge part of what that renaissance looks like. And especially when you get a team like what we have right now, you know, I mean, listen, the guys are playing, and, you know, we are heavy into a pennant race, but remember we're what, a half game back against the Yankees. Now we're only 1 game back from Philly. So we are already just a, you know, a game or two away from having the best record in all of baseball. So this is a really exciting time to be an Oriole fan, but a really exciting time to spend time in Baltimore as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Governor, what have you thought of Jackson Holliday's second stint with the Big League Club?
Lord. You know what? I'm so happy for that kid, man.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, he caught so much hell that first time coming up. And I'm like, I kept on saying, like, y'all, he's 20 years old. Like, give him a break. Like, you know, this is a natural transition that happens for a lot of people. And part of it is crazy, right? The excitement that happened that first time he got called up. I think, like, his first night, it was like Jackson Holliday bobblehead night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no rookie gets that. And so I think that the expectations were really high. I think that, you know, he just needed time to let it all sink in, because you don't find talent like that. And especially you don't find talent like that at that age. But if you just allowed him to just grow into this role, you then can really get a chance to see what kind of special player that he is. And so, you know, the guy's been back, what, four games, already has 2 home runs under his belt, and is really a real contributor already to both his offense and his defense. I mean, you know, I think the challenge is we lost some stuff. I mean, I'm still trying to get over losing Hayes, to be honest. I mean, Hayes wasn't just a great ball player. Hayes was a bit of a culture carrier inside of the locker room. And so that's a loss. And I think the jury's still out on some of the pitchers that we got back in return for some of the trades.
That's a fair way of putting it.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, the jury's still out, right? And they're like, listen, I want to believe that these were pitchers that could get us. And Lord knows we needed it, right? We needed middle inning. We needed arms. We needed both righties and lefties, and then both as a full closer, because Bautista's still, because you know we don't have him yet. But also in the middle inning relievers. So we needed the arms. I think the jury's still out whether or not the arms that we got were the arms that we needed. But I can tell you at least on the offensive side, man, when you have a lineup that includes, you know, folks like Gunner and, you know, Santander and Mullins and Kowser and Jax, I mean, like we're loaded when our bats are on, but we just got to make sure we have pitching so we're not required to score 6, 7, 8 runs every single game in order to win the game.
Governor, along the lines of the stadium upgrades, the Orioles sent out some of those surveys. I guess it was a few months back. I know a lot of us here in studio responded where you could vote on different options, things you like. Did you take part in that at all? Are there some of these concepts and theories of what a new ballpark could envision that wet your whistle?
Yeah, I mean, well, one, I want to make sure that we have, I'm speaking not just again as the governor, but also as a fan, that you have to come up with ways of making the ballpark attractive to people, because people have so many different ways of watching games. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, people can sit in their basements on 50-inch screens and watch Damon game screens and watch 50 different games going on at once and all that kind of stuff. So there's so many ways for people to have a great at-home experience that you have to find ways to compete with that. And not just compete with it, to beat it. To say, like, you know what, I know I can watch this game at home, but, man, the fan experience is so crazy that it makes me want to go out and go to the games. And so that includes even the basic things like how we're thinking about food and concessions and knowing that you can have interesting product lines. It means how do you make sure that there's easy ways of both parking and ease of being able to get to the ballpark. How do you have different transportation options? It means how are you making sure the seats are comfortable and that there's no quote-unquote bad seats in terms of your view and what you can see and what you can, you know. It means taking advantage of other shared areas, like, you know, the bleacher areas. And there's some really cool stuff that you all will see with Raven Stadium about how they use certain areas to almost feel like you kind of like lounge chill spots that people can get. So just coming up with really creative ways of making it a great experience for people to be able to have. But I tell you, the great thing is about the Orioles management and the Orioles leadership, who we've been working very closely with them on, is they're just a very creative bunch, and they're a bunch that don't like to lose. And when I say they don't like to lose, they don't like to lose on the field, and they don't like to lose off the field. They take pride in the fact that right now Oriole Park, was rated as the number one ballpark in the country, I believe by Sporting News last year, and that was last year. Now imagine what that thing's going to be when we get all the, you know, when we get everything done to make it into just truly a ballpark that is just, it's untouchable by everything else in this class.
Governor Westmore, always great. Before we let you go, one more quick question. You are, I would say it's fair, you're a friend of the show, and we are journalists. So with that in mind, a very hard-hitting question. Who is your favorite wineman? Is it me or my brother Dennis?
The correct answer is Dennis, Governor.
It's you.
Of course it's me, yes. Because I know you and Dennis go way back, but,
way back. Dennis, no, that's my guy, man. That's my guy.
Does everyone know Dennis?
I got long loyalty to Dennis.
Yes,
I got long loyalty.
Told you. Yeah. But it's me, correct? It's Dennis.
We'll go with Dennis. Yeah,
it's Dennis.
We'll say it for you, Governor. Yeah, it's Dennis.
It's Dennis.
It's Dennis. That is the correct answer.
I would have picked Dennis too.
Dennis is my guy.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I had to pick Dennis too. Governor Westmore.
8 days a week.
Yeah, thank you as always. Wyman Industries, always coming through. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Talking to you, sir.
Hey, I appreciate y'all so much, man. Talk to you.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.